Hello everyone, my name is Marco and today I talk about gardening with Evox. Gardening? Yes, well, digital gardening obviously. But first one thing, I'm sorry, yes, I'm a Microsoft Windows user. I know, I said I'm sorry. Please stick with me, do not skip this talk. Promise I'll show you only free software. And speaking about free software, yes, this presentation is not made with Emacs, but I made it with LibreOffice. So, what is a digital garden? A digital garden is your personal corner of the internet to cultivate ideas. Think of it like a real garden where you plant seeds, your new thoughts, you water them, you add the details, and watch them grow. Unlike a fixed date blog, which shows only polished results, a garden includes works in progress, like seedlings in a greenhouse. It's a network of nodes connected by links and tags, helping you see patterns in your thinking. Here, the ideas are not static. They evolve as you learn, creating a living archive of your mind, just like the plants in a garden grow. Also, here, instead of the blog platform, you decide the tools, the look, and your pace. I'll show you how I run my garden with plain org mode files and our favorite Emacs. In short, a digital garden is a flexible, pressure-free space to explore, learn in public, and connect the knowledge, your own digital ecosystem. Why a digital garden? Well, a digital garden keeps knowledge alive. Instead of freezing content after publish, you revisit and refine it so ideas stay accurate and useful. By sharing half-formed thoughts early, you lower the barrier to writing and let concepts evolve gradually. No need to wait for one perfect essay. Links and tags wave ideas together, revealing unexpected patterns that isolated posts would hide. This approach sheds perfectionism, encouraging small, regular updates that build momentum and invite collaboration. Well, actually, even not regular updates are fine. Early readers can offer feedbacks, share resources, or identify blind spots, accelerating your and their improvement. Over time, your garden can become a searchable showcase of your thinking, a living resume for collaborators, peers, or anyone curious about how you learn. And what about me? Why a digital garden? Well, I actually have started a digital garden to learn Emacs and org mode. How to digital garden? Well, start simple. Pick one place for your notes and put them online. Even the worst GitHub ever out there is fine. Then, well, maybe you can move out of GitHub, but that's another story. Capture your ideas quickly, publish them, even rough, and maybe if you want, tag them as seeds to let the other people know they are rough. Learn in public is useful because link related pages so that readers can walk through your thinking, helping them see your connections. Once a week or whenever you want, prune outdated pieces if you want or keep them there, and add fresh insights if you have any. Share your updates openly, invite comments, because steady small steps will keep the garden thriving. What about me? How I do digital garden? Well, with Emacs, with org mode, and it's publishing to HTML file, and we will see it in a moment. How to make Emacs portable on Windows is the first topic. Well, being in Windows, I have the advantage and the possibility to bring and use my data and software basically everywhere. Home, office, my sister-in-law's PC when she needs technical help, friends, and the like. So for these reasons, it's been many, many years I'm using exclusively portable applications that do not need an installation and bring their own data and configuration bundle together. And now, also Emacs is portable inside my tiny, really tiny, USB key. How? I mean, not being sure if my USB key drive letter will be D colon, E colon, K colon, or whatever other drive letter will be assigned to it by the system I'm plugging it into, how can I specify to Emacs that its home folder is on my USB? Well, I could maybe have used relative paths, but then where's the fun of hacking things? The trick here is the not so well known tilde TP0 system variable that contains the execution directory full path of the executable file. And yes, it ends with a backslash, so composing it with other literal paths is ugly as well. The tilde TP0 variable is only available inside a batch file during its execution and expands to the drive, the D, and the path, the P, in which that batch file, the zeroth command line parameter, is located. That obviously cannot change because it's executing. The data are obtained from the percentage zero system variable that contains the batch file name. I actually have never tried, but it should even allow to let the batch run from a UNC network location with no mapped drive letter at all. And that's the batch file I'm using to run Emacs with an automatically selected and fixed Emacs folder, Emacs home folder, sibling of the unzipped Emacs one, regardless the computer I'm in and the assigned drive letter. If you need a portable Emacs, this is probably the simplest way to go. Just put the runemacs.bat file in your unzipped Emacs, well, 30.2 actually now, bin folder, and your Emacs and its configuration will always be there with you. With this, I'm basically creating the possibility to bring my own digital garden with me, just like a little desk Zen garden, and together with it, also all the tools that I need to work on it, always with me in my USB key. Speaking about configuration, here comes the second topic, my Emacs customization. Having a portable Emacs allows to always have the configuration with me. Yes, okay, but which configuration? Well, obviously, I'm speaking of the init.el file that lives inside the emacs.d folder in my Emacs home portable configuration folder that we just saw. I'm not an Emacs expert, but I want to highlight a point here that has to be clear to every one of us. The set of basic considerations I had for text width, tabs versus spaces, trailing spaces, and so on. As you can see here, I'm pretty opinionated, but this is the important part. We are lucky enough to be able to use Emacs, that is presumably the most highly configurable tool ever. So let's use it. Remember that it's your Emacs and you can and must configure it for your needs, even if it might seem ridiculous to others. Here, the configuration you see is not the important part. The important part is how you feel with your configuration. For example, I have a fill column indicator at 72 characters. I prefer spaces instead of tabs, no trailing spaces, truncate lines, and so on. It might seem weird to some of you and to most of my colleagues and friends as well, but that's another story. And it might even be But I'm comfortable with my configuration, and you should be with yours too. That is, as an owner and worker of my own digital garden, it's obviously easier for me to choose my own tools and adapt those to my needs instead of the opposite. If I want to put the roses in a circle instead of a row, that is maybe the best practice, who cares? It's my garden and I use it as I want. Continuing on the configuration party, the third topic is PlantUML and Japanese. Why those two are listed together? Well, they are weird enough to be both part of my configuration. First, I think PlantUML is a very nice and powerful tool, so integrating it in Emacs is pretty useful, even if I'm currently using it only to generate SVG images when publishing my digital garden to HTML. There are some pain points that I still have to solve, and I know that it's also possible to use it for previewing diagrams directly in Emacs without publishing, but maybe I don't need this feature at the moment. And I have to thank our favorite Sacha Chua here, because she taught me through Mastodon how to automatically answer yes when publishing in HTML every time that PlantUML has to regenerate an SVG. So thank you, Sacha. Moving to Japanese, let me go back to the previous slide for a moment to show you a bit more in detail the coding system I've configured. If this PC is helping me in moving back to the previous slide. Okay, so let me... No, it's not working. It's not... Okay. So, speaking about Japanese, I have studied Japanese. My wife is Japanese, but that's a detail. So I frequently write in Japanese, and I wanted to write in Japanese also inside Emacs. I learned, as you can see, that UTF-8 DOS is a more than enough coding system to allow me writing in the same file both Italian with all our accented letters and Japanese through Windows IME system. This allows me to properly write, save, read files, but it was not enough for copying pasting Japanese text. If I copied some Japanese text from the browser or from even from another text editor, it didn't work. It only pasted rubbish in Emacs until I found out that for whatever reason I had to use, as you can see in bold, UTF-16LE DOS for the selection coding system. And this basically allows me to copy Japanese from another file, text editor, browser, whatever, and paste it in Emacs and vice versa. So the lesson here is, if you need European languages and Japanese inside your Emacs, well, this coding system works. Let me go back to PlantUML and Japanese. Another interesting thing about Japanese is this nice macro I found in the Emacs mailing list to add furikana to Japanese kanjis when exporting or publishing to HTML. It's actually even possible to do the same with LaTeX export and publish, and I'll give you some references later. It's very useful because I can show, as you can see on the example at the bottom, I can show the easier to read pronunciation even for readers with really basic knowledge of Japanese. And it's also useful to myself, actually, to remember how to pronounce those kanjis. For those of you that have no idea on how to read or write Japanese, well, sorry. As you can see, the garden evolved from the beginning on how to use Emacs and org mode, and it's evolving further. And here it's becoming open to different plants and PlantUMLs, and also be able to adapt to different foreign visitors' needs. Third topic, my org mode publishing configuration, or where the digital garden is born. The latest, but not least, part of the creation and tending of my digital garden is the publishing file that is needed to export the whole org mode project into HTML. Here I do not have many fancy configurations, even though I'm copying the publishing.el file itself in the output folder to make it available in the published version of the garden. Also, I have added the mentioned configuration to manage SVG or PNG export from Plant UML. Thank you again, Sacha. And I'm also forcing HTML5 without scripts as the result format. Together with this, I also have a fancy CSS addition to the default one that uses the system font stack concept to harmonize fonts with readers' local systems without downloading or injecting external fonts. I've customized links and tags a bit with the CSS together with tables and some other pieces here and there, but nothing too much fancy. So this is one not so random page of my digital garden or my knowledge kare sansui, my knowledge zen garden, as I prefer to call it. This is specifically the page related to write about the digital garden concept itself, as a sort of meta writing. You can see the different rendering of the links depending if they are internal in blue or external to the garden in grayish. You can see the Japanese furigana on top of the kanjis, and you also can see the automatic table of contents, the custom aside component that highlights the latest modification date, and so on. Everything I've spoke about here is available in my digital garden, in my knowledge kare sansui, again, as a sort of self-description of the digital garden itself. Thank you, everyone, for being with me till the end. So as I said, if you want more details about these topics, take a look at my knowledge kare sansui. The link is here. And feel free to contact me through Delta Chat at this email address. Yes, I know. It's a Microsoft email address. It's an old one. I recycled it. I know. It's my fault. Thank you again, and happy Emacs, everyone.